And you believe me, they will say it. Because I heard this gospel and I didn't respond because I stayed on the damn side. I didn't get on the blessed side. Oh, yeah, believe it or not, it's damn. You got a choice to stay on the damn side or you can get on the So don't y'all be getting acting all religious on me. I'm just reading the Bible. I'm just reading the Bible. Hello. And then he went on to say, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Come on now. And what should happen? These signs shall do what? Follow them that believe. Who are you? Do you believe? Amen. What do you believe? Do you believe this message? Do you believe this is true? Do you believe that Jesus came to this earth? Amen. He said, well, these signs will follow, these signs will accompany, these signs will come along beside you. When you preach it, this is what will happen. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, who? In my name, you shall do what? The first thing you'll do is cast out what? Devils. That's the first thing you'll do. So if you cast them out, that means Satan doesn't master you. So he ain't as bad as he told you he is. Amen. If I can cast him out, that means I can bind him up too. Amen. This is the gospel that we are to tell the lost man. You don't have to stay lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because in the name of Jesus, I'll cast that devil out of you if you don't want him. Now, some people want him, so you have to let them keep him until they decide they want to get rid of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here's another one. They shall speak with what? New tongues. The first thing most people will say, that tongue business of the devil. Well, Jesus must be of the devil because he just said it. You should speak with new tongues. You accusing Jesus being of the devil? How can he be your savior and a devil too?
All right.
Come on. They shall speak with new tongue. They shall take up serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, you know, Paul accidentally picked up that wood and that snake was on it. In the wood, fell out and it bit Paul, and Paul just shook him off in the fire. He didn't go out trying to handle snakes out. People take stuff to the extreme. God never said take and handle a snake. He said if one bites you, you're all right. But some are so full of fear. We better get us to the doctor quick as we can. but it's right here. It's right here. Aren't you reading it up there? Y'all got it. They shall lay hands on you. Yeah, no, you ain't got ahead of me. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Oh. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall what? Recover. Didn't say they might recover. They shall recover. You know that level of belief, that level of faith, what I mean by that. Because Jesus talked about little faith and great faith. And you know, then one time he said, how is it that you have no faith? Right? Huh? That means you can have no faith, little faith, great faith, and in between. And what we have not come to understand, and we do it all the time in the natural, You know good and well a half a tank of gas will not take you as far as a full tank. And you understand that. And you won't try to go on a half a tank of gas where you know a whole tank will take you. But it's taking you. If you got a half a tank, it's taking you, but it's just not going to take you as far. If you got some faith, it's moving, but it's just not going to do what great faith will do. Come on now. Y'all got to come in the house and stop acting like that on me. That's why you always all should be a partaker of this word, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. How do you do it? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. If you're not hearing the word of God, you're not taking in faith. If you're not speaking, faith is not moving.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 So he said, they shall lay hands on the... They shall take up serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
This is a message he told us to preach. As believers, we're to take this message, and I think we've been too quiet. We want to preach it in the walls, but it got to be heard out there in the streets. It got to be heard at the gas pump. Got to be heard in the shopping place. Got to be heard in the factory where you work. It's got to be in the bank. It's got to be wherever you go. This message is the gospel, the good news that will set man free. Because if a person don't get born again, they are hell bound, and there's no other way to put it. If you don't know Jesus, you're lost. So how do we get people to know Jesus? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Romans 10. Let's pick up at 13. Romans 10:13. Listen. Romans 10:13 said this. Listen, I'm reading from the King James, okay? He said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Notice that we're to tell them what Jesus did. We'll take the message to the world. Children, I want to go back to our children. And we need to encourage our children too, because they can become great soul winners. We need to let our children, we need to teach them so they can be on fire for God. They learn how to play those iPads and pads and those gadgets and all that. They can talk. See, you don't have to know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation to get a person saved. Okay? Because see, that's the thing. The devil will jump on you and hop on you about, you don't know enough scripture to get somebody saved. Shut up. Just shut up. I know Jesus. And I know what he did. And I'm going to tell the person what he did for me. I'm going to tell you, I'm a new creature, so that how you become a new creature? This is how I got to become a new creature. And if you do what I did, you can become one. I believe that he died and rose again. I believe that. Hallelujah. So he said, listen what he says here. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Are you here?
Amen.
"How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?" Well, you can't call on somebody if you never heard or believed it. How are you going to call on it? That's why we preach. That's why we teach. That's why we share. That's why we witness. Huh? It says in verse 14, I read it again. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?" How are you going to believe something you never heard? There's people walking right around Houston, Calhoun City, and surrounding city. They ain't heard about Jesus. They heard a lot of cussing, fussing, fighting. And nobody never told them about the love of God. And that's true. So we the one.